Economic growth slowing and unusually both sides of politics agree income tax cuts could help stimulate the economy by putting more money back in people's wallets, hoping they spend it. But agreement on the precise form of cuts is proving elusive, and so too is a deal to pass them through the federal parliament when it resumes next week. Labor's now offered to pass the first two stages of the government's three-part tax cut package, but coalition's adamant it wants the entire plan passed. Here's political reporter Tommy Gildon.
The troublesome third stage of the government's tax cut plan remains the stumbling block in negotiations, and the government's rejected Labor's latest plan to pass the first two stages alone. Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers.
Our priority is to get it split out, to get one and two passed, to get three deferred. We'll have a subsequent conversation about three at a later date.
And there seems to be plenty more room for negotiation before Parliament resumes.
We've still got another week or so until this comes before the Parliament, a week or more. So there'll be lots of back and forth, no doubt.
That'll be happening against a backdrop of an increasingly gloomy economic picture. Acting Treasurer Simon Birmingham spoke to 7:30 last night.
The rate of growth around global trade is down on what we had expected previously. That has in turn seen the OECD and IMF revise down some of the global economic growth forecasts.
Jim Chalmers is no less pessimistic.
We've got stagnant wages, weak consumption, weak business conditions, weak consumer confidence. And so we want to play a role in helping to turn that around.
And he says tax cuts are a good way to do just that.
The economy desperately needs that help. And the government shouldn't hold that assistance that the economy needs and that workers need, shouldn't hold that hostage.
Well, they'd argue it's you holding it hostage.
Well, I know they would, Tom, but that doesn't make it true, does it?
Simon Birmingham says the government took all three stages to the election.
It's only 5 weeks since we had an election, and tax was at the heart of that election.
And he's got a beef with Labor's main objection to stage three, that it doesn't come in until 2024, and that it costs the budget almost $100 billion.
When we deliver social policies like the NDIS and ensuring it's fully funded and getting record numbers of Australians onto the NDIS, that's a long-term proposition. In fixing our income tax system to make sure the incentives to work are right, that should also be a long-term proposition. Governments should be able to make decisions that aren't just 1 or 2 years into the future, but actually look to the long term.
The government, in their arrogance, wants to pretend that they won two elections in one night, 5 weeks ago. They have a mandate for the term of parliament that followed their election win. They don't have a mandate for every subsequent election after that.
But to stop you there, Labor went down exactly this route, for example, with the NDIS. It went out 10 years as well. So what is the problem with the government adopting exactly the same strategy?
No, it's completely different, Tom, and I'm so pleased that you asked me because it's entirely different. The difference is when we were proposing programs, they were to begin in the subsequent term of Parliament. What the government is proposing here is to have quite substantial, quite expensive tax changes come in, not after the election that they've won, but the election after that.
And that is the Shadow Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, ending that report by Tom Eagledon.